This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
Much like the February WASDE report, this week's export sales did not provide much news for the markets to react to. Allendale commodity broker Ben Breisch gave an update on the latest numbers.
So the sales came out this morning. We were expecting fairly large sales, and for the most part, everything was on pace. Nothing was too out of whack in terms of the grains. Corn was on pace. We had a very good sales. We've been having fairly decent flash sales, too, over the past week in the morning. But the story that kind of hurts us a little bit here is the bean story. The beans have been lagging on some of their sales, and that really came out this week with really, when you're looking at the bean market right now, this week was severely behind what the USDA has for the trend line, the trend that we need to be keeping with our export sales, as well as soybeans being the worst week of sales in 11 years.
However, Breisch said the soybeans are trending in a concerning direction.
For grains and for corn and wheat, fairly okay, but the bean story is starting to get a little scary as we're starting to see this trend of export sales start to dwindle. And now we have a story of maybe not fantastic sales like we had at the end of the year going into the presidential election, but now we're starting to worry about if we're going to see cancellations start coming up here over the next few weeks.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get those 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.